when a wolf goes.
Yep.
And at night, all over a bunch of kids.
Bug Nation, Bug Army, all the bugs out there.
Bug cadets.
Bug cadets.
Bug platoons.
Bug colonels. Bug platoons.
Bug corps.
Bug generals. Especially my bug chefs out there. Bug Nation, welcome to the podcast. We have our special guest, Isaac Bug, right here.
Shout out to all the bugs!
That was very audio friendly.
It was. Everyone at home loves it.
That was really good.
Welcome back to the We Make False Promises and Everything Goes Wrong podcast.
Nobody's here.
I'm Quan. This is Lon. That's Don. And that's gone.
Can I be Ron?
You can be gone.
No, that's Hunter X Hunter.
That's gone.
No, Kilawa.
What?
Karapika.
We go through this all the time.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, we've done this. We've done this.
Grunk's Kilawa.
And then we're going to be like, what about Adventure Time? What about regular?
Yeah. What about
like a once a week thing.
I do want to say something real quick, and that's becoming like an insecurity. I say like a lot.
You do
like,
say it.
Like. They're like, see? Like right there. Oh!
You're a big like head. You got to stop talking.
That's pretty bad.
It's bad.
I don't think I ever say like.
You do say it.
No.
I notice it.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Look, he's trying so hard.
I can go this entire podcast without saying that word. Watch.
What
just
word?
Like keep a track on it. Keep a track. Okay. Keep a radar.
Okay. I will.
Meep.
But yeah.
Every time you do it, I'll go meep.
I'm going to really try hard to not say that.
Okay.
And I'm going to think before I speak.
I'm going to think.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to think perfectly.
Trying to remove words like and like.
That's
stuff
a
like that.
Speech. It's speech 101.
You interrupt a lot.
You do interrupt.
I know. That's why I failed that class. Come on, son. Come on, bro.
If you want to be...
You better remember, I'm keeping track of you. Like, I don't know why, like...
You like to dish off, like, the spotlight.
That was two for you.
I don't give a shit. I have no problem speaking.
Ooh.
You're, like, rubbing up.
I'm like, I got no problem speaking. I'm, like, rubbing my feet on this table.
But yeah, this is going to now... This is going to be the self-aware podcast.
The very self-aware
cast, because it's one of those things. We have four people right now. This is a lot easier... to kind of converse without interrupting too much, without, you know, freely, have I said it yet?
No.
Okay.
No,
you're doing pretty good.
Freely speaking without interrupting or
all that. I'll point out another thing you say.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Not to make you self-conscious,
uh-huh.
But I think that you say, you know, more than you say like.
Okay.
You do say, you know, a lot.
Okay. So there's three actually, because I wrote it down. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
There's like,
mm-hmm.
And there's a third one that I say a lot. I always catch myself more than often. Yeah, go
That's
ahead.
It's a curse word.
No, it's not a curse word. But I do curse a lot, which is bad, but it's
thinking
not
about what you say often, like in between filler words?
Well, I say it, it's not really, well, yeah, it is filler, but it's at the end. It's always at the end.
I don't know. Do you say I don't know?
No.
Oh.
You say no a lot.
No.
So.
Maybe.
Well, yes, but I'm also answering you, so.
Gotcha.
What do you say?
Keep talking until I refresh my memory on it real quick.
All right. Well, I was watching a TikTok on our Clips channel. So make sure you guys go check that out. The group chat Clips on TikTok. And there's this
and
one
YouTube.
Clip. Yeah. Yeah.
And Instagram.
YouTube as well. But there was this one clip where I was trying to explain the story from a few podcasts ago about that Ray William Johnson video. And Isaac.
Yeah, by the way, it got like 100,000.
It had 300,000 views, I think.
What?
Like, and so many people were saying the guy in the mask interrupts. They were calling it the interrupt it podcast. So
they were like, dude, it's 2024. He has a mask indoors.
Dude, it was so funny. So people were like, they said, some podcasts aren't for everybody or something like that.
That comment section was a tough read. Somebody was like, I hope they don't see this comment section. It was a tough read, man.
But I read them all.
You know what? Yeah, I read them all too because they're funny. I mean, regardless whether or not people are like...
What people really do say at this point, I could not give a single shit.
Did I say it?
Yep.
Like, I'll take it into consideration. And if it's like a bad look, like a general like criticism, then I'll be like, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But if they're like, oh, it looks like they're eating real well lately... It's like, by the way, we've talked about it. It's the camera angles, like 100%.
It's the camera
I've never
angles.
Felt more like obese in my life than sitting on this podcast and watching clips.
Why?
Because the camera angles make us look so like obese. Straight up. I like watch them, you
Dude,
know?
Dude, that's why I'm like
I have,
running
like, no
more.
Jawline somehow on this podcast.
Pause. Do we ever address the fact that technically a week ago, right now, we're recording this as everything is dropping.
we haven't answered.
But when it's coming out, so 1 week ago, we dropped Shaker Cup, Mouse Pad, Lean 2.0 is already out. Mm-hmm. The t-shirt.
That's crazy.
Yep. So it's still all out technically.
Yep.
So you like
have one more week.
Yeah, you have one more week.
One
you
more.
Can go to the link in the description or go to gamersubs.gg/group.
Yep.
You can buy that amazing shirt that Isaac so lovely wore.
Yep.
You can buy a mouse pad or mm-hmm. you can buy a shaker cup. It's pre-order, by the way.
Or you can buy my right Burke that has footprints already in it. You can see the...
Already?
You can gonna go on auction soon.
Already?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's my whole foot in there already. I don't know what happens.
That's insane.
Is there like acid on my feet, bottom of my feet?
I think you just wear only those.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, are you ever going to move your shoes from downstairs?
Oh, maybe.
I trip on them at least 2 times a day.
Well, there's also another roommate in this house.
Yeah.
And he has two shoes down there. And then there's also Hokas down there. And then there's like those.
Who? Larry?
Grant and Larry.
My Hokas. Yeah, my shoes are down there. And my Adidas were down there.
And his Adidas are
down. Dude, you have like 6 pairs of shoes downstairs.
No, I don't. I brought them up. I brought basketball shoes up and Yeezys up.
All right, I'll go downstairs and look.
Yeah, like duh.
Like right now?
Dude, I walk outside of the bathroom and I immediately trip on a fucking Birkenstock.
Well,
just look.
Well, I cleaned your Smoothie King that had 20 flies on it.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Also, I found
I had to wrap a towel around it.
Right, I found the filler words.
What you used?
Yeah.
It's not gonna lie.
Not
you say not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You do say not gonna lie.
The way I kind of like went about it was I literally... Like, oh, man.
Oh.
It's so saddening. The way I went about it is I sat in my room... And I recorded myself talking just about anything. And then I watched it back. And then I was about to. I watched it back and I realized and I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. And now I'm trying to be more conscious about it.
See, so what you're doing is you're slowly articulating your thoughts, right? You're slowing down speaking. So yeah. You're now allowed to give yourself that time, right? Your brain is moving much faster than your mouth, or actually the other way around. Your mouth is moving much quicker than your brain, right? So now you're using filler words like and shit like that.
To kind of, yeah.
So if you just speak a little slower, I promise you, the thought will come to mind.
Well, here's another thing that I've realized as I was doing all of that was that, there you go. The attention span, right? I always think about that. Did I say anything?
No, it's funny though. It's funny though.
But the attention span I always think about, and I think it's more of like, I don't know if the audience is fully engaged with what I'm saying right now, so then I need to speak faster
mm-hmm.
or and get my topics out as quickly as possible so that before they leave, they hear whatever I need to say. I think that's what it is.
Dude, that's what streaming's like. I have to, when I'm like, you know, I know I'm doing fast, dude. I'm fast. I have an actual problem.
You watch somebody stream.
I'm talking a mile, like a million miles a minute. Like, let's go.
Right.
It's
right.
Like bad.
It's hard to, though. It's hard to.
I know.
Because then you feel like you're like not really doing your job as good as you could be kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's
I have to really slow down.
Thing.
When I slow down, I'm like, I have to look up in my head.
And there's nothing wrong with slowing down. You know?
There ain't nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with slowing down because, you know, yeah, people are going to have, you know, pretty low attention spans, myself included, but. When you're in the middle of a statement, you don't want to be too slow that you're like, there's this one guy on a podcast, I forget who it was. He's like, the reason why I talk this slow is,
yeah.
It's like, don't talk like that.
Yeah. No, that's
but
way
you know,
too slow.
Talking way too fast for people not to be able to comprehend is just like, you know, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
and then you're like, you're unable to keep up with yourself. Huh?
XQC. He can pull it off. Miraculously.
He can pull it off.
I don't know how people understand that guy either.
Yeah, sometimes
enough,
it slowly
like.
Makes sense yeah. after a while. It really does.
Slowly makes sense.
It's almost like Stockholm syndrome. You start to understand over time, like maybe this guy ain't too bad. You know what? Maybe he's for the better, man. That was a dark humor, by the way.
Oh, that was just,
oh, dude, that was
click off of this podcast if you can't handle it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're
yeah, don't
so
touch
edgy.
Me.
You're
I'm radioactive right now.
That's a good song. What's that song called?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to listen to that song and think it was like the coolest. That and Sail. Remember
every
the song Sail?
Every yeah. Friday. Yeah, every Friday my teacher would play Radioactive and we'd play cool math games.
Why every Friday?
I don't know. It was just like
fun Friday.
Friday! So when that song started up,
everybody like freaked out and they were cheering.
Time. Radioactive. And we're like, yeah.
We're every playing that spaceship Friday. Game that you have to like dodge
every
was,
Friday
every single Friday it never changed it
I
was
wonder,
radioactive
does that then like cause you so when you hear it in public do you kind of like get excited a little
yep.
bit because it's like
my science teacher my middle school science teacher I always remember him
it's almost like in your DNA to just
yeah.
get excited when you hear
radioactive
I was like
Friday did it
I had a teacher that she gave us Pop-Tarts in class if we really wanted one.
Yeah, put her in jail for that.
Dude, she was awesome. She was so awesome. Aww, I enjoyed her.
That's sweet.
I enjoyed that class a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would be really, really hungry. It'd be probably, like, seventh period. We only had eight periods in our school. So I was like,
you had eight?
Yeah.
I had six.
I had eight. How long were your classes then?
An hour.
Really? What, from what time to what time did you go to school?
Class started at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
Yeah. That's pretty class late.
Wait, what time did it end?
Actually, it was like 9:15. So an hour 15.
High school started at 9:15?
No, that was when my second class started.
Oh. No, when did it end? Like, when did...
Oh, school ended? School
yeah.
2:30.
Damn.
I was in school at 7:30, and it ended at 2:30. 2:45.
What the fuck?
We were awesome, dude.
Mine ended at 3, and I started at 7.
Yeah. Wow.
We also had 200 students in our class.
Really?
My graduating class had like 12 people.
Oh my God.
That was one of
your whole school at 200 people?
I think the total amount of students in that school was 376.
I think I graduated with like 120 something people. Small school.
Small school.
Was regional, then it just became not regional.
Isaac never graduated yet.
Yeah.
My whole middle school had 12 people in it.
Entire middle school.
Yeah, but none of them know how to edit in Vegas.
Yeah.
I think we all know how to edit in Vegas.
A lot of those guys.
There's an editing class.
I tried making you feel special, man.
Okay. Vegas is
none
awesome.
None of them are on a podcast like you.
Yeah, that's true. None of them have that hat. What does that hat say?
Oh, the group. The group chat.
Custom handmade, hand sewn.
Are you just keeping those Robux from our Roblox?
Yeah, you owe me.
No.
You owe me.
Oh my God.
No, they're sitting inside the group.
No one knows.
Oh, I realized.
Isaac made a bunch of t-shirts on Roblox, and he actually made a pretty penny off of them.
You owe me.
And
10
it was
grand.
On my live stream, and you
there
made
was
them.
No pretty penny.
And then everyone in my chat bought them, and you just kept all the money.
Okay, I'll be. Time
that's
real.
Really time bad time of what's you. That's a bad look.
Define a pretty penny.
A pretty penny. Okay.
How much in Robux?
How much
terms?
Do you think is a lot of Roblox? Robux.
10,000 Robux.
I'd say around 10K.
Hell no.
7K?
Not even remotely close.
Well, how much is it? How much is $100 worth of Robux?
$100 would be like maybe 12K. And that's if you like bought it on Robux.
That's still a good amount.
It was only maybe like 6,000 Robux. And I didn't even like take all of them out.
You owe me 2K.
I reimbursed myself for uploading all of the... I had three things uploaded. One of them was your cat.
You don't want me to expose your process.
You reimbursed yourself.
You don't want me to...
Yeah, it cost 1,000 Robux to upload like a 3D model of your cat.
No.
Something about me. Yes!
Wait, I want to see if anyone... Has been playing. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's up anymore.
What?
But we had an ad on Roblox. It was a group chat logo, yeah. And it was just like a link to the shirts that he was selling.
It was the worst CTR of any ad I've ever ran on Roblox or like any picture I've ever uploaded or thumbnail I've ever made. The lowest CTR ever. It was like 0.076.
Okay, so then you guys didn't see that.
Were they the shirts?
No, they saw it.
I'm with Larry. I'm with Isaac. Yeah. I'm with Tanner.
Wait, there's one that's like, I'm with Bento.
Yeah, I'm with Bento.
I'm with Bento the cat, and it goes all the way across like the arm because the name was too big.
Bento the cat.
We could look at all of them technically, but it's just.
Done. I'm not gonna let it go. You actually do owe me at least 10K.
I don't care about those Robux. You don't gotta reimburse me.
No, you reimburse me.
You don't play.
10K?
Yeah, I do.
Give me 1K.
Do you play? Dude, I don't even... I can't.
You give me 1K. Yet.
They're all pending. That's annoying, too. They recently were like,
look.
So, what?
This is what I want to do with my cut if there ever was a cut for me.
There's no cut for you.
Okay.
And you know why.
If I don't get a cut, I'm gonna hire someone to mess with you.
Why?
Why?
Do you want to know?
Yeah. I think we all do.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, sure.
Because you and I went band for band on a gambling platform and you wiped my shit completely clean.
I'm not aware of this.
Is this CSGO? Is it Roblox?
Roblox.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It was like Roblox.
Okay. You.
But hey, look, Nicholas, bro.
You pause. Isaac, go ahead. And what happened?
Oh, I wanted to gamble with my friends.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to gamble with your friends.
I wanted to 1v1.
1v1, yeah.
And he chose a case. There's a case file, and he wanted anyone on my Roblox.
It's okay, buddy.
He won 300,000.
Hey.
Settle down. Take a breath.
Drink your juice.
What Isaac is saying is that he wanted to go 1v1 gambling for Robux.
Mm-hmm.
And when he put up his fair share and I put up my fair share, I ended up winning.
So there's some baloney.
Oh, you talk good now.
What's the baloney?
Hmm?
What's the baloney?
You know what? What's the cheddar?
The baloney was that I had originally won. And then you were like, nah, we go again. And you made me buy you more funds on site to go again. And then you stole all the money I had won and the money I just paid for.
That's very interesting. Drama.
Yeah, okay, wait, ready?
Okay, granted you paid me back.
Oh.
But...
Oh,
I'm still mad.
It's almost like he was my broker. And my middleman. He was my middleman to buy me Robux.
And you didn't tip.
So what I'm hearing is you guys are even now. So
what I'm hearing
even.
Is that I came out fair and square on top to the algorithm of the site that we were using.
Yeah, he made me. He made me. He forced me. He forced my hand on the mouse and clicked buy more.
Man.
Huh?
That sounds pretty bad.
Well, at the end of the day, man.
At the end of the day, gambling's real.
I didn't force him to do it. I didn't force him to.
It was pure pressured.
And yeah, no. So now I mean, hey, look. I'm coming from the standpoint, you can keep all those Robux. Actually, if there's a cut for me, give it to Larry.
What?
Oh. Wait, really?
What, you're sad? Okay. Give 90% of it to Larry and 10% to Tanner.
The only reason Tanner is adamant about his cut right now in the moment is because he has been on a Roblox like spree.
Dude, I play track and field, and I currently have the best PR in the 60-meter dash at 6.06 seconds.
It honestly can't be worse than me with my spending of Robux spree. I joined. I'll join like a racing game, and I bought like
you
the fastest
suck.
Car.
That was bad.
You suck. We played a horror game all together as a family, and you bought an AK-47.
You killed.
And it didn't even work,
bro. It didn't work, and on top of it, it was for the bit. Okay.
Oh my bad.
Ever heard about that? Write offs, bro.
Actually, now I remember. Everyone was laughing all the time. Every time you pulled it out, everyone was laughing. Yeah. So yeah. I guess it was worth
entertainment,
it.
Entertainment, bro.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
Learn about it, bro.
I'll read on.
Can I tell you about a Roblox game that I found this morning?
Yeah.
It's it plays exactly like zombies. It looks exactly like Black Ops Zombies. You have perks, there's parts, Easter eggs, there's doors.
Dude, just play just Black Ops Zombies.
No, I don't want to.
Because it's Roblox?
Yes, Roblox is more fun. I'll call it right here.
Roblox is more fun than the actual AAA game.
The actual AAA title.
You can install mods, maps, and all. Okay.
I'll say it. I'm with him.
There's just something about it.
You're with who?
There's something about Roblox just does games better.
See, that's just how I know you guys aren't hardcore zombie players.
No, hold on. I played
World of War.
I'm only saying that because not only on Roblox do you get everything that you guys are talking about, but you can also ride a cart into Nicki Minaj's butt.
Yeah, well, we have a map that probably does that, so.
Nope. Yeah. Wrong. Look up Black Ops 3, Nicki Minaj butt.
No, do not look that up. Don't even move your fingers.
You ever played Nobby as a bike? Yeah, on COD Zombies? I don't think so.
I have, actually.
I don't think you can.
I was Rick Toffin.
I used a family. There's a big fly eating the poop up there.
We're gonna have a little war start between the Roblox Black Ops players and then the
Black Ops OG players, the real ones, the veterans.
What's that game called, the Roblox game that is like Black Ops? It's Phantom Forces.
Oh, that's Phantom like Battlefield.
Forces. Sort of.
That is like Battlefield. Like
we should 2v2.
Dude,
I think I'd win. I've been playing a lot.
You guys would get wiped like a fucking dirty diaper.
Who, me? I don't want to play against me in FPS, bro. I'll tell you right
now.
Dude,
have you seen me sniping in Phantom Forces? I don't miss. I just hit them all one shot in the head, dead. Bye.
Tanner also be like, dude, I was like draining threes all day, and then he goes to the basketball court and he misses them all.
No, I was draining threes. At least I go outside, dude.
Yeah, come on.
That's why I said it.
That can only work on Isaac, bro.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Isaac, what do you do during your day?
I wake up and then I watch group videos all day, and I go to the gym and I come home and I make notes on the group videos all day, and then I make group videos all day. All
right, that's your past week. What do you do when you're not doing that
group
for the past
videos,
week?
Group videos.
Okay.
Group videos.
Hey, wait.
So anyway,
I'm kind of group videos. Dude, isn't it your birthday, Larry?
It is your birthday soon.
Past my birthday by now.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Happy late birthday.
Happy birthday.
I made you out of clay. Happy.
Larry got shit face drunk.
Yeah, I got fucking wasted.
A few days ago. See how I'm doing that?
I got wasted.
See how I'm doing that right now?
What?
I said a few days ago, Larry got shit faced.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
You're genius, dude.
I'm a marketer.
You're genius as hell.
Yeah, I'm pretty awesome.
That's real consistent.
Wait.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's try to predict what happens.
Fireball. He tried Fireball. He hated it. You've never tried Fireball because you're underage.
Oh, I can't wait. Mm-mm. Oh my God, I can't wait for you to drink it. And then you're going to burp and puke and it's going to taste like cinnamon the entire night.
You can't wait?
Can't wait for you to try. What? Can't wait for what?
Ow.
Are you okay?
Yes, sir, I got attacked.
The lead flying.
Yeah, that was my superpower. Don't ever like talk to me like that again.
I feel like electricity.
Ow!
I just made a blood vessel pop in your head.
I can't wait. I'm going to try. I've tried everything that they gave me.
Dude.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get you.
And it was a lot of things, so I can't remember all the names.
Hey.
And but it was quite delicious.
Did you go clubbing?
I remember going clubbing.
Hell yeah.
If I was drunk, so my memory's a little foggy.
Oh no, you were know. Were you crossed?
Oh man, yeah.
On the Delta 8 though.
On that Delta 8?
I was on the Delta 9. Ooh, walked up to the 10th floor as well.
That's the devil's floor. Don't do that one.
I met Delta as well. He was cool. And it was chill.
And then you flew Delta.
And then I flew Delta. That would be a really funny video. Taking Delta while flying Delta. It's like that vibe.
Going to a city named Delta. I guarantee there's one.
Oh my God.
Meeting Delta. Somebody named Delta.
Delta.
Yep.
In this video,
I took Delta 8 while flying on Delta to go to Delta to meet up with Delta. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Someone do that and let us know.
Ryan Trahan.
Hey. Go ahead. Experiment.
He would do that.
He would.
Ryan Trahan.
He would love that.
Yeah, and then he'd figure out a way to plug his awesome candy.
Oh, I love this candy.
Marketer.
Because I have the munchies and I want to stop at Target to go get my joyride.
Yeah, dude, the fact that he got sponsored by Squad Busters, oh,
why not me? You love that game.
I do.
I don't think I can get into it ever.
I don't care. I love it. It's so good. Okay, can we just sit here on our phones for 4 minutes and not say a thing?
That'd be the funniest bit on
Earth. Dude, that'd be great. That'd be great. All for Larry to cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
So, when we talk about getting any special guests, who do we have in mind? Because I really think it's time that we get a special guest.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't do that.
Well, we say that, but then...
Yeah, then we never get a guest.
I'm the only one to bring it up.
No, I bring it up all the time.
Yeah, you brought up...
He has brought it up.
I brought up...
Soup, Blark.
It's so easy. Soup, Blark, Puffer, anybody.
And
bring
them. And they've even themselves...
They said, yeah, dude, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Did you guys see about the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight being canceled?
I'm sorry, what?
Completely, right?
Well, they're moving it to November.
So now
he's waiting to fight the old man when he's already older.
He's already older, a month older. That's where they get you.
There was a reason. I think it was something to do with an ulcer. Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
I don't even know what an ulcer
Dude,
is.
Dude, why is he still fighting? At this point, I'm just gonna keep watching.
He's gonna get like 20 mil.
Well, that's
I want to see Jake Paul fight Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a fight to watch.
And then Adam Sandler pulls out his remote, pauses Jake Paul, and then he farts in his face. And then he plays, and he's like...
And he shoots a three-pointer. Oh, yeah. I love Adam.
There you go.
He goes to Jake Paul, he puts on some shoes, because he was a cobbler, and then he, like, backs up, and he pictures it a little bit, and then he was like, I think I'm going to go cut some gems.
I think I'm going to go away. Cut some uncut gems.
Uncut gems by Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Cobbler with Adam Sandler. Click with Adam
Dude,
Sandler.
I've been watching a lot of the street fight videos. Well, not really street fights. They're more like backyard fights where they have, they're out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I think it's in Tennessee or it might be in one of those like, I don't know, but it's somewhere in the woods. I know that for sure. And they basically set up this makeshift fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of like probably some plywood or something. Yeah, just wood and some sort of fencing, I think. And then they get these fighters and you'll be like, my name's T-Bone. I'm about 6'4". I weigh like 160 pounds. And then the other guy's like,
my name's Bucket. And then
they just cut him off and then they start fighting and then Bucket gets his like shit whooped.
Just killed.
He just gets absolutely killed. And it all happens in like 30 seconds and they just cut straight to the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, dude, the names first of all are like really funny because it's just all like, it's just names you and your cousin would make in like middle school when you're playing like custom characters and Mortal
Kombat.
Chud
Muffin.
Yeah, like Chud Muffin, probably like some really random.
I actually know what you're talking about because I saw a clip on Twitter of a girl and a guy fighting in one of those rings.
Right.
And everyone was like freaking out because the girl beat up the guy. She was wailing on him.
Oh, dude, hell yeah.
Which, well, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Girls are strong just like men. So,
yes, bro.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, bro.
Yes, bro.
Amen, bro.
I was going to say, do you know why they do that though? Like why the whole backyard boxing came about? At least from what I know, it's like
no.
They basically wanted to take the street violence away from people shooting each other. And
is that like is that like in the hood, in like hoods where they'll like everyone will be playing paintball instead of like? Have you guys seen that before?
Oh yeah.
There are a few. There were, I don't know if there were videos or just like documentaries.
They'll do like drive-by shootings with paintballs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to squash beefs, and sometimes they'll show the Instagram DMs of the back and forth, like, you know, heckling each other or whatever, and then they want to squash it, you know, with a normal fist fight rather than guns, and ends up one of them ends up dying and all that. So it's a good. It's not the best solution, but it's a better solution than death, and it's actually
controlled.
It's controlled,
sort of.
It does feel a little bit like I don't know how to explain it. like, not manipulative, just a little bit. There's a vibe. I'll say that much. There's a weird vibe.
Like the people that are there are like coerced to do it.
Or I guess
like,
so. There was one. It wasn't even a beef. It was just a guy, and then he was just like, "I'm just here to have fun, dude." I mean, he was a big guy. He was like 6'6", I believe. But he had like a baby face. He looked young. He was like a kid. And he got his shit rocked, and he looked like he was about to cry, and I felt so bad. I was like, "Oh my god, dude!" They probably offered him like McNuggets or something.
I think the world just needs a little bit more fun,
dude. Can we just address the fact that the world is just so unhappy?
Everybody hates the world right now.
Everyone is so angry.
You were just saying right now that like people who are born in 2024, it's the worst time.
Bro missed everything.
He missed everything.
Good luck, bro.
It's so bad.
Yeah, the world feels very depressing. It's just
like online. People are so aggressive. People are so mean to each other. And then
there's always hate.
And then it turns into like, and then you have to look, in my opinion, you have to look at like the culture and like everything around like people living in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like, okay, for example, there's talks of a draft happening, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, right. Does that make any fucking man happy? Any woman happy? Absolutely fucking not.
Well, there's a big thing, the economy.
Right. Well, you know, you're talking about that, but you're talking about like world, like, all over the world, there's a lot of conflicts that are happening, okay. And there are a lot of things that are going on that just make everyone's like
on edge.
Yeah, everyone on edge, and yeah. It just causes a lot of turmoil, and then it just makes everybody just feel like unhappy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 20 years ago, everyone would look to Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all these news channels would
that could manipulate as well.
They could. They were in control of what you saw. And
how you saw it
and how you were to perceive it, because they would twist it in a way where it matches a narrative that they're trying to push or an agenda. Nowadays is a lot more different and a lot more depressing, honestly, because we're in an age where information is so easily accessed, no matter what you're on. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything.
Yeah, you're right.
So you get to see everything that's happening all at once, and that is really hard.
I have like a really, really funny example, and it just happened recently. To put it into perspective for how shitty these news outlets actually are, Fox News reached out to GamerSups to interview Schlatt about the cease and desist, by the way. I want that to be known. They asked GamerSups if they could interview Schlatt about the cease and desist that they received.
Is it public info, dude?
Yeah. I mean, Schlatt. Yeah, Schlatt has ownership of the company. Yeah, right. You know, when you look it up, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
But it's just silly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just that.
It's wild.
It's just so weird how like.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. Like the news. You know, the information you're getting. It's not. You're not like getting information that's being processed. It's just kind of like it's a catch. It's a hook.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
They're trying to find a bait, a title, a something like that.
They're finding a hook, and then they're building the body after the hook.
Yeah.
Without much, you know,
fear mongering. Another prime example is when we talked about Kai Cenat. Like, was it Dexerto or whatever that like reported on Kai Cenat and how he was the person who incited a riot? Remember?
That was not.
Who was that?
That was not Dexerto. Dexerto was.
Ooh, you're about to be one of those.
You're
about to spread false.
Hey, man.
It was IGN. It was a female publisher artist who wrote an article
IGN?
It was IGN. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's my point, is that they had absolutely no real reason to kind of include that.
But they did.
But they wrapped the negativity with it. You know what I'm saying? And they tied negativity with it. And I feel like the attitudes that people have, they carry themselves online or in person. Dude, all I'm saying is COVID fucked. So many.
I think it ruined my life. I was so strong. Now I'm like fat.
I was the opposite.
I thought you were talking mentally.
Oh no.
I was so strong and brave and numb.
I was, sad, dude. I was working out for 3 hours a day and I was like socializing.
I got the fattest I was in COVID.
Now I'm just a bum.
That's true.
I was fat. I got really fat in COVID.
Well, then again, Tanner, COVID was 4 years ago. So,
dude, it's still there, man.
Dude, it's still there, dude.
Still in the air.
Have you heard of COVID-20?
Dude, it's in there.
It's probably in there.
It's definitely like Ebola.
We're never going to open. This is like the Pharaoh's curse, and we're not going
to
open
we
it.
We have to properly seal that top.
Can we bury it?
Yeah, we have to bury it.
Let's bury it in the backyard of this house.
It's going to be a rude awakening when someone accidentally finds it.
Somebody uncovers it. All the flies.
The Mothman.
Yeah, the Mothman.
The Black Plague just starts spreading house to house from that jar right there. That is disgusting.
Okay, I have to do this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I drank ahead, a lot of water. I gotta pee.
Go ahead.
It's the water in my system.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, I'll say this now. Look, this is my, I think, first or second liquid death ever. Liquid death fucks.
Dude, first or second, really?
Sparkling water.
Yeah. This is my own, by the way. No, I didn't go downstairs and grab one.
I don't order those. Don't worry.
Oh, you don't?
Well, yeah, I order the other ones. They're
the white ones?
The white.
Okay, well.
Liquid death is great.
Yeah. No, it's really good. I like it a lot.
No, no ad. No, like, please buy and use it. Liquid death just tastes good. Like
liquid
that's
death
it.
Is just water. It's sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's
marketing.
Just that they're worth like $1 billion now because they had a crazy. I mean, the guy just had an idea to just, hey, let's just make it look like beer.
All right.
That was his whole marketing thing.
You just reminded me of a million world events I now get to talk about. Hopefully, you guys don't find them too boring. NVIDIA recently became the world's most, the highest valuation of a company ever.
I thought Apple was that.
They're above Apple.
Way kicked
it
out.
Apple and Microsoft.
Can I guess why?
Yeah.
AI.
Technology.
Sort
of.
Advancements.
So, yeah.
Graphics cards.
Some AI need CPUs and GPUs to run. It also has to do with like cryptocurrency mining as well as just overall basic needs.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but we were in call when I found out that they released it was a specific graphics card just for AI generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was it after that they kind of like
a bit more. Yeah, it was around it. Basically what happened, I don't know if it was this company or another one, but I think it tripled its stock value since January, which is outrageous.
Yeah, I remember back when like AMD came out with their like other Radeons that they had or whatever, and people were like, "Oh my god, this is the NVIDIA killer." This is the NVIDIA killer right
oh,
here.
Oh, man.
And yeah, and then, you know.
I felt so lame with my AMD. I was very grateful because my mom bought it, and that was awesome, like, first PC. But everyone I hung out with on Discord and, like, just online in general were like, I turned on my NVIDIA experience, like, you know, those games that have, like, NVIDIA compatibility. And then the monitors also had, like,
G compatibility or whatever G-Sync. It was called.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, I don't have that shit. What the hell? Wait, it was so cool.
That is the equivalent of, like, going to school with, like Puma shoes on and everyone's wearing, like, Jordans.
Yeah, dude, but Puma's a goat. Hey, but guess what? Puma? Guess who's rocking them right now?
All
right,
Puma got better.
Let me guess.
It's an NBA player. He's like full in endorsing
Frank Ocean.
No,
is he someone you look up to?
No,
is he your goat?
But he's cool. He's dope.
Yummy.
Is he an artist?
No. Yeah,
he's an artist. Musician.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a musician.
Kanye.
No.
No.
No. Kanye wouldn't do that. That's lame as fuck.
Jack Harlow.
No.
Oh man. What?
It's not someone you look up to.
No.
Are they really really popular?
Yeah.
Doja Cat.
How tall are they?
Yeah, actually,
he's probably
he
six something. I'm
LeBron.
Travis. Is he white?
No. Bronny.
Is he black?
Yeah. No, not Bronny. I might just say, man.
You might. Yeah, I don't know. I give
listen,
up.
Listen, it's
ASAP Rocky.
Oh, it was
my next guess.
That was actually my
next guess. Yeah, my next guess. Wait, I said that. You didn't hear it. Roll back.
Roll back.
No, I'm playing.
Kanye. Is he white? Is it?
Well, I mean, Puma's not bad, but like,
I wore Puma shorts every day in middle school. I only had one pair of Puma shorts, and I just wore them every day because they were so comfortable.
Yeah, I heard stinky kids in middle school wore Puma shorts.
No. No. Gotta take care of them. You gotta take care of
them. I know Tanner wasn't stinky because Tanner told us that story when he almost threw up next to a stinky kid.
Not almost. I did throw up next to a stinky kid. I had to go to the corner.
Let me correct
you. Yeah, I had to go into the corner, throw up because he smelled like grease and like poop. And I called my mom and she picked me up.
Dude, there's nothing smellier than a kid that like never ever washed his gym clothes, his change of gym clothes.
Oh, that,
and they just festered and they just grew disgusting in that locker room.
And then they sprayed himself with Axe all day, and then they and then they went to cooking class, so they smelled like pizza too.
Oh.
What sports did you play?
When?
Just your entire life.
Like your high school career.
Baseball. I played football. I played lacrosse.
Did you ever have the pleasure of wearing a penny?
Yeah. They smell like horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible rotten creatures from the abyss.
I think pennies.
What's a penny?
A penny is like a little.
The mesh
jersey.
Red,
red, yellow, blue, green,
black, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the smelliest articles of clothing ever. They swear they wash them. I
kind of messed with it. I was like, dude.
What, you rocked with that smell?
Yeah, it made me feel.
Made me feel alive.
You actually wore pennies like that?
It's nostalgic.
Sometimes. It was during soccer scrimmages.
I never wore pennies like that. I always had one arm out. I never ever put it fully on. Or I tuck it into my shorts.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't ever, like, I wouldn't have it like two arms in. It would be like maybe around my neck or something. But you can't get rid of the smell. Once it's on you, it's on you. True. It's horrible.
That is true.
What is that? What does it do?
You don't know what a penny?
It's like shirts versus skins. Like, yeah. You just have people that identify teams.
If you're playing like dodgeball. Yeah, one team will wear a jersey when others won't.
Yeah. Dude, pickleball is like so popular still, and I just can't believe that my school introduced it to me back in like 2015.
I hate pickleball.
Dude, you sounded like Ninja saying that the little taper fade meme is still hella relevant.
Oh, dude, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that for a second.
Pickleball is still so fucking in right now. It's
video? I don't want to butcher it. Can I send you the video?
Yeah.
Let me send you this video real fast of Ninja where he's trying to be so relevant again. He's like trying to make another meme up. Just like how the low taper fade was.
I'm kind of probably confusing it here. Did we talk about this already? Because I remember speaking about it, but I don't remember if it was in call on Discord or if it was like...
Talked about it in call. We never talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Anyone want to remember?
Yeah!
Dude, watch that fly on the...
That's crazy.
Dude, that's insane.
That's good.
Dude, one came out of it.
How did he not... Dude, how did that fly not feel the air pressure just coming right after him?
What an idiot, dude. He was actually dumb.
Get your yummy plushie today. They kill flies
so
easily.
Thank you, yummy plushie, for killing that fly. He's going to be so mad. Let's not tell him. We don't tell him a single thing.
Yeah, that's fly had him. He has to watch this. He did have an ego.
Yeah.
Dude, he thought he was part of the podcast sitting above you. He was like...
Yeah, he was probably like,
back on the smell thing real quick. I wanted to say that one of my biggest, like, I hate this so much. It's touching amusement park like bars.
Oh,
and then the smell you kind of get after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to like touch anything else. Like my phone, I don't want to touch nothing. I had to wait till I wash my hands before I even like.
Dude, this is a whiff. This is a rare one. But bleachers at basketball games. No. I rubbed my hand underneath the bleachers. Ooh. I don't know why I would do that, but. It was all slimy and oily. It was like oil and grease. I was like, oh, wow. And then I just go wash it.
That's horrible.
It was bad. And I got a sliver, too. Don't do that.
I have the TikTok right here. Can I send it to you, Larry?
Yeah.
Bumper car steering wheels.
We didn't talk about this on the podcast, did we?
What?
The ninja thing? Ninja meme? I don't think so. I think we talked about it in call.
No.
Yeah, pretty sure we talked about it in call.
Dude, he's right.
The load's still around.
Dude, it's still around with Grunk.
Because Grunk was...
Grunk was, we were in call with Grunk yesterday. We talked about it yesterday.
That was yesterday, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, time is at an all-time slow.
All right. Well, yeah. So if you pull up the video right here, you're gonna see, dude, Ninja's trying to like make a relevant video. Like just trying to make a meme. Just listen to this thing.
No, I don't want to hear this.
Dude, it's such a hard watch.
It's okay. Right, here we go.
You know what would be a
he's already laughing.
He's thinking about it.
Can manifest this shit, dude. You know what will be a funny meme format on TikTok?
It wouldn't.
What?
What?
Like literally people, like significant others going up to their other other person.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And perfect thing is gender doesn't even matter.
That's perfect.
No, thank you.
I've been looking for that.
Is a couple just going up to someone else and be like, yo, have you tried Ninja's Nut?
What?
And then just like get their raw reaction.
Yeah. Hey mom. Have you tried Ninja's Nut? Yeah, like, I'm gonna do that.
Hey, mom.
Dude, you're only halfway through the video.
Bro. You look at him smile.
Both ways.
Oh, the stretch.
You always wait for that peak reaction, and then after the peak reaction, you reveal the drink, and you're like, nutcase. Ninja's new company.
And it's gender neutral.
Dairy free.
Wait a second. Pause.
Wait. Pause.
Dude,
no. Wait. Hold on. Stop.
Isaac.
Did you hear what he said at the very end?
What did he say?
Isaac, no. Have you tried Ninja's Nut?
What the hell? What did you just ask?
Dude,
me?
No.
Have you tried Ninja's
Nut? Wait for the peak.
What on earth are you talking about?
Ninja Nut drink.
Dude.
Oh.
It's this new company.
Did you hear how he tried to like put like a it was milk free at the very end, like trying to promote it even more?
What'd he say?
Better tasting, better for you, chocolate milk. Gluten free, dairy free.
Dude, shut up. All right, no more.
He's not even looking at the screen. He's like, gluten free, dairy free.
Was it you that asked me? Or it was like, why is he stream anymore? Who asked me yesterday or a few days ago downstairs in the kitchen? They were like, why would you even stream anymore if you had a $100 million kick deal? or not kick deal, mixer deal, remember?
I don't know who it was. It wasn't me.
One of you guys was like, why would you even stream anymore at that point if you already made that much?
Maybe he's bored.
I think so. I think he's really bored.
There was another clip I saw of him where he was like making a joke in a call and nobody laughed. And he waited for so long, like in a horribly long time. He waited, and then they just kept talking like normal after like a really long pause.
And then he said it again, and then 10th time I was like, "What?
Oh, yes! Oh my god! It's a hard watch, but you know,
Eric Doa, you need to do something crazy for Ninja again to make him happy."
Hey, DOA.
Eric, yeah, come on,
DOA. Eric, some respect on the name.
Hey,
everyone says Eric Doa. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm everyone.
I want to look at something real quick.
I'm part of everyone.
Yeah. Okay, well,
he's only 33.
Yeah, that's actually kind of unfortunate.
Dude, I feel
there has to be something left in the tank at 33.
Something left in the tank.
Yeah, there has to be something.
Dude, he hit his Fortnite reboot card. He's ready again.
I think it all started going downhill when New York.
Oh yeah, when he was flossing to the crowd and no one did it.
I think that's when it started going downhill. That's when people were like, "Oh shit." Here's the thing about
his
the
wife made fun of him for that too.
This is what's really scary to me about like just the internet in general. It's like when you fuck up once,
they'll never let you forget it.
They will never let you forget it. Yeah. That is why like it's just scary. It is terrifying to me.
I mean, at some point you just got to embrace it. You just got to have to like be like,
it's true. I mean, we're gonna have to embrace it with our like. With our kids, with our grandchildren, soon enough. God. They're going to find our shit.
I hope there's a revolution by then.
They're going to listen to the podcast.
I hope that there's an actual revolution by then and just all this somehow gets wiped.
There's like such a crazy world event that like no one like at all is remembering any of this.
We just wake up one day, it's Fallout. That's
NVIDIA it. NVIDIA makes the biggest EMP on Earth. Just drop it for no reason.
Driver update.
Did you hear about that? There was like a nuclear fusion thing, or there was like something that they were doing with like nuclear or whatever. And this guy was building a little like wall around it with bricks, because bricks bounce off like the atoms or some shit or like that. And he accidentally dropped one of the bricks right on the exact like spot where this nuclear thing was happening, and it exploded and it killed him. And I know how I found out about
it. Wasn't bricks? Are you sure it was not?
It was
lead?
Bricks. Sure it was bricks.
Bricks.
It was bricks because it was me and Yummy were watching this. Oh, I wish Yummy was here actually, because we were watching this video. It was like, it was you know those scale videos where like they scale up.
What is that thumbnail, Larry?
What's wrong with it?
What actually is wrong with it?
It's great.
Is that Soft Willy eating a bunch of Outback bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
for about an hour and 9 minutes, actually.
it's just that screenshot.
This is weird. Whoa. We're recording a podcast an hour after posting a podcast.
That was last week. What do you mean?
That's just crazy.
That was last week.
Isaac.
It was last week, Isaac. Get with the times, man.
I don't know if I'm going to find the right video.
If I could go back in time to any point in my life, I think it would be to the time when we first visited Austin. Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are we watching someone die?
Because this is the video.
What? Comparison of the most painful. What?
Yeah, this is the one where like he. A, yeah, here it is.
Dax was working with a plutonium
no, Harry.
At the Los See? Alamos okay. test site in New Mexico.
Right.
He used tungsten carbide bricks to create a barrier around it because the bricks reflected neutrons coming out of the radioactive plutonium back.
Right.
Yep.
But when he started laying bricks around the core, he suddenly dropped one of them right at that moment. The brick caused an uncontrolled nuclear fission chain reaction that covered the scientist with a deadly dose of radiation.
Oh,
dude, I'm pretty sure someone in the room also died.
Oh, probably, yeah.
There's another person in the room that got exposed. Have you heard about this? Too. Yeah.
They made like a nuke, pretty much.
They were just doing like.
Or just radiation
experiments.
Yeah. Like, this is horrible. But I'm not going to lie. When we first saw this video,
drop a brick.
I think
on a
me
nuke?
And Yummy Why replayed you it like that? 10 times because it was so fucking funny. Just thinking about him like. Oops.
But he didn't blow
it's like,
up.
It's like Ash Baby. No, you know? It's like.
But he didn't blow up.
No,
he just got exposed to a lot of radiation.
Yeah, and he slowly died, and that's why it's one of the top painful deaths.
What if you opened my door and I was like stacking bricks around a nucleus, and you're like, Tanner, no.
When I hear a nuclear fission, I just imagine like the world's largest explosion indoors. I'm sorry. I know probably nothing happened at that moment.
Indoors.
Yeah, it is. Would it look like anything?
What, that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I
don't
think it radiation's was. Invisible. It's a silent killer.
Yeah, sound but deadly.
No, dude. You, like see, you see noise particles everywhere, dude. And you hear like clicking. You hear like...
No, dude. No, dude.
Then
no.
You got to drink Rad
I played too much Rust.
Oh, my God.
I thought you say Fallout.
Did you do where... What?
I never played Fallout. Not once.
Not wow. me. I mean,
never watched the show. Never played the games. Never read what? The comics. Nothing.
The show is very
you're
good.
All you business. Cool. You're all business. You're so cool.
Very cool. You're so cool.
Yeah. I watch have other things I do. With
yeah. Watch I'm the show. Awesome.
Watch what show?
Watch Fallout. It's very good. I haven't played a single Fallout game. I like the show because you know like some of the things in it.
He doesn't even watch Kaiju 8, dude. He's too far gone.
Is that an anime?
The best anime ever made. Yeah. Better than Tokyo Ghoul by far.
Oh.
Tokyo Ghoul's pretty good.
Nobody got you the way I do.
Can you look up Kaiju number 8 outro play for like half a second just so Soft Willy here can get a taste for what's to come?
I honestly got enough taste from you guys.
We already did it, yeah.
Have you heard this outro?
Yeah.
What, One Republic, it's by
one
the way.
Republic. One Republic outro.
Yeah, I remember you posted it.
Oh, yeah, it's
you're
awesome.
Addicted
you posted
to it.
Isaac, you posted it on
it's
your
just
story.
So, it's so like, it just hits. Stop. That's, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm
don't
sorry.
Don't do it, turn it
is
off.
Is this
I'm sorry.
Anime dubbed or it's like actually just?
It's actually fully subbed in Japanese, like made it, by.
But it's also an English outro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in English. That's fine. I guess that's chill.
It's really good.
Well, it's been done before, like the
and you don't seem to I was on this wave. It's so good.
Boa, dude, so good.
I really really miss Japan, I'll be honest.
You yeah,
I could wait a few more months.
I could.
Like I honestly might just go back like next week.
Can you bring me can you bring me an egg salad sandwich from 7-Eleven up there?
Yeah, if they let me take it back, they might not let me.
Can you bring me back a century egg?
Oh, one?
Maybe if they let me.
They
don't allow you
one.
To bring certain things back, remember?
They let you to bring alcohol back.
Yeah, well, it's like closed up. You can't bring fruits, for example, because if like you bring insects or bacteria or something like that, fungus over from another country, it could cause a pandemic and kill a shitload of other crops.
Did I tell you guys how I bottled up water from Hawaii and I released it into my Washington water?
Wow.
No.
That's the same ocean, by
that
the way.
Is,
I know. I was little when I did it and I thought I was going to like ruin the world.
You caused all this. You caused COVID-19.
No, perfectly blue water. I was like 11 and I was like, ooh. And I took it back with me and I was like,
you should have kept it in your mouth. Just like the whole trip. Just, and then. And now we wait.
And now the world will end.
It turned all red.
I'm like, the world will end in 2 hours.
Dude, that's so funny to think about. Just like mixing oceans.
Yeah, the same ocean.
But you know, there are certain oceans that don't mix. They stop.
Yeah. It's like a little, it's a line.
It looks like a biome in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a gamer.
You're so
Everything's a game to me.
On God.
Like for real,
everything's a fucking joke.
Everything's
fucking sunshine and rainbows
to
you. Huh?
Everything. I just see video games in life.
I wish there were dungeons in real life so I could explore and loot.
Sorry, there was a fly in my face.
We must look like beasts.
Well, someone left their stupid, stinky, fucking Smoothie King shake here.
Yeah, I wonder who did it. The guy sitting in the exact spot where all the flies are at.
You guy.
You are the guy. You.
Me guy. I'm the
you
guy.
It was full, too. It was like all full.
You left.
Oh, dude, they love it.
You didn't finish it?
Oh no, I did. But
they were like crawling on the leftovers. They're inside of it. I saw a little house in there.
I finished my shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I finished them immediately.
Yeah, it's really
I have like
scary.
The world record for the fastest like smoothie shake drinker ever, I think.
And it's uncalculated, but it's still the world.
You know how I got rid of it?
But I'm like self-proclaimed.
I saw there was at least 20 fruit flies in it, and I was like, if I pick that up, they're all going everywhere.
Yeah,
so
they're gonna scatter.
I grabbed my towel and I was like, and I like tied it up really fast.
Did you throw the towel away?
No, I just like dumped it in the garbage and I like shook the towel out.
Inside the house you dumped the garbage?
No, it was the outside garbage.
Oh, okay. Imagine you just go see.
You should make the room the really cold first. That's what you should have done.
You should have put it into the freezer.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
That's no, it wouldn't.
We could tie little strings to them and have like a party of like flies on a string.
I remember I did an experiment because somebody spilled food in the microwave in the old house and there was an ant in it. There was a few ants in it. And I can't remember who did it, but I was like, huh. And I closed it and I I started trying.
We both did. We did that.
Yeah, it was an experiment.
And that's when we found out that microwaves are too big to kill
ants.
Yeah,
you cannot kill an ant in a microwave because they'll just walk around. They were still walking around and there was like.
They weren't blowing up like we thought they would.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wonder how hot it got. They're just like.
Well, it doesn't get hot.
It doesn't get hot.
Microwaves don't get hot.
Oh, you're right.
Microwaves don't get hot. They just boil the water.
It uses
they bounce
radioactive energy. It bounces around the microwave and it like hits stuff that can conduct.
I think they say radioactive energy.
Radioactive energy.
Microwaves. That's what they are.
That's why it's called the microwave. It's
radioactive,
dude. I think about it sometimes. Like, what is it called? It's called when you infinitely pour water into another water into another water into a water perpetual motion.
Waterfall.
Is that what it's called? Like
perpetual motion.
Perpetual motion. You know what I'm talking about? Where like. If you were to, you ever see?
I gotta watch an Amoeba Sister video for that.
You have to basically, like, if you go to TikTok and you see some people, they're like, "Yeah, look, I just made my first perpetual motion machine." And it's
is it a marble
that like goes around the thing and then it comes right back up and then it spins around to go back down again? You know,
I don't think we give scientists enough credit, dude. They're so smart.
I think they get too much credit. I think we should. I think we should budget cut them and give it to NBA players.
Yeah, there's a whole religion, bro.
The WNBA
probably shouldn't mention them.
Who?
Tom Cruise and his whole crew of
Tom Cruise and his crew.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise with his crew.
I'm scared of.
I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm done talking about it.
He's scary.
Wait, why?
I can't. I'm done talking.
You know about like their history and like what they've done with people who have like talked smack. It's usually like big television stuff that they'll like kind of go after, but they're notorious for suing hella for just like the just anything you say bad about them, they'll sue you.
I don't got a problem with just scientists.
No, they kind of believe in like an alien that picks up your soul when you die and they take you to space and you become like a different alien.
Okay,
is that the spaghetti monster?
But that is real.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Where's the proof against it? That's why they're suing you. Because there's no proof against it, bro.
I know.
I'm on their side, bro.
It could happen.
Bro, that's like me saying, like,
a lot of people don't.
Someone's like, dude, Jesus is not real.
I'm the most agnostic person of all time. Anybody could do anything. I don't care.
Yeah, just don't hurt yourself. Or
yeah, just like be chill about it.
Chill about it.
Just be chill about it.
Yeah, dude, I'm on their side, man. Sue the world, bro.
Oh, man.
Hotbox it and sue the world.
Hotbox the world, Grunk.
Come on.
Hotbox the world and sue.
Oh, he's not even here.
Oh, yeah. We did address Grunk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play the same video from last week, aka the one we just posted an hour ago, of why he can't make it.
We just played it just now.
Was he at the last one?
No.
Oh, we played it again?
No, we never played that one first.
I'm confused.
I'm going to hit you with his axe, Isaac. Uh-oh. I'm taking the sheet off.
This is like the worst thing to do. So, okay, listen. Just to give again context, guys. We are recording a little ahead. We already established that. But this is like a mind fuck for Isaac because Isaac is like very in his own schedule of like doing things. He's got a way of doing things. So, this is fucking with him completely. Like, he thinks that like we recorded the podcast like last week or some shit like that when it was like 2 days ago.
It feels like a Tuesday right now. I don't like it. It's a Friday. We should be having fun.
Yeah, where's the pizza at?
Where's the pizza?
Where's the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi and the hot Cheetos?
Can I have a cheat day and eat pizza tonight?
Why are you asking us?
Because I like recognition being good.
Yes. No, Tanner, you can't.
I will say, I have been on this crazy diet. I've been watching what I eat for like a week now, and I've lost
good.
Well, I've lost 8 pounds so far.
I want to bring up something real quick because we've shown it so many times, and we haven't really explained what happened because in the last episode, we talked about how we wanted to go to Outback, but we never actually went at that moment. We were just like, after this podcast episode, let's go to Outback. Now that we're post Outback, what the fuck happened with that bread and why do we have those photos? Right.
I can explain it. I can explain it since I curated it by accident.
Uh-huh.
All right. It looks so bad.
So we sit down at Outback and I'm just so hungry. I wanted that bread so bad. They brought 3 fucking rolls.
They shouldn't have done that.
There's 3 of them.
Yeah.
So I eat like almost pretty much an entire one.
Right.
And there's like what, 5 of us there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I eat one, then we ask for more bread. They bring it out and then I cut one in half. And now I'm like, I take the knife and I'm like cutting it open, kind of like making a little hole in it so I can put the butter in. And I realized, like, huh, that looks a little familiar. So naturally, I put my tongue in it. And I'm like, all right, let me
naturally.
See.
Naturally, like naturally, a magnet.
First instinct is to put my tongue in it.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, yeah, you know.
I've done that with bread before.
Yeah, dude. So I did that. And then I put it in my mouth while this long half piece of loaf was there. And it just looked like a giant dick. It was pretty funny. So then Larry took a picture.
Well, I was thinking one of you
he
normally.
He took one picture and then he realized what it looked like. And then he like double take took another picture, it was, 0.5.
Dude. It was so funny because I saw for a second as I was moving my camera away. I literally saw for like a second. I was like, whoa. I was like, wait, go back real quick. And then I took it and I was like, oh shit. And that's when it like,
that's, you know, when it clicked.
That's when it clicked.
That's
and
where we got.
And then Yummy took it a step further and covered butter all over his face.
Oh
my
God. Oh yeah, we put butter all over the all over his mouth.
Everyone perceived it as shit.
As poop?
As poop. They were like, oh my God, he smeared his whole.
Oh, he's eating poop.
Yeah, they're like, oh, gross. Everyone's like, he's eating poop.
No, that's a dick.
Which,
I remember the you know how loaves of bread have like that little slice that they do on the top? Remember, to kind of like open it up like a little bit? Yeah.
A little cross sometimes? Oh, they
do like one line.
Yeah, it is one line.
Yeah, so we thought that looked like a big old vein on a dick. It looked like a vein. Dude, Yummy, like, he put the fucking bread in his mouth and he looked up like he was. Sucking someone's dick.
He took it too far.
Yeah, and we're like, dude, you have that picture?
I do have that photo, actually.
It's pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Why can't we just like go to restaurants and like just chill?
Dude, weren't you saying like it looks like poop or something like that, where people like sitting right next to us?
Yeah, I was like, what was I saying?
A family right next to us.
I was like, dude, he's eating poop.
You said something about I don't know what you said, actually.
I can't remember.
I don't know. He might have said something like I don't know, dude.
Yeah, you were saying something, and
was I like?
Oh no, you farted, didn't you fart?
No,
I didn't even fart.
It was something he said. It was something. Cause
did I call Yummy Dad? I was like, give Daddy some bread.
Yeah,
I was
like saying like that.
And then there's somebody like in the booth right next to us. I was like, give Daddy some bread.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah. He was like, give Daddy some bread.
Give Daddy some bread.
And it was like a few seconds. And I was like,
there's a whole family, like a husband, wife, and a kid.
And then we started cracking up. It was, dude, just so weird, dude.
That was a weird outback, because for it being like 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, it was so dead.
It was dead, yeah, but that was also the best outback food I've ever had.
That was really good outback food. Yeah. Dude, I think it's because they weren't busy, so they were actually able to put love.
They could do whatever they want.
I'm also healing fast from my wisdom.
okay, yeah. I forgot about that your wisdom.
That was only 5 days in, by the way. After,
yeah, you were eating like steak and
chicken. I ate the chicken. I ate the steak. I ate the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you ate everything.
I drank the water through the straw, and then I had a dentist appointment. They were like, "Dude, you're healing great," and I was like, "Ah, sick,
dude."
So,
what if I put Mountain Dew in your hole?
Oh, dude, don't do that.
Dude, you raise your healing points, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Good shit, bro.
Yeah, that syringe thing they gave me, the little curvy syringe, is like the most useful thing in the fucking world.
To clean it out?
To clean out. Like, it literally.
Is it like
just
salt water? Do they have salt water in it or no?
No. I just put water. I mean, I probably should put salt water. That's what they said. But I just put water and then I literally just spray it in the holes and it just, everything that I eat, like whatever I eat, you just.
The rainbows come out of them and dandelions. Oh God, like,
all right. I have a question pertaining to that night. Not talking about your wisdom teeth for a second.
Yeah.
And I have to start with a question and then I'll talk about it. Would you say I'm a good driver?
Yeah.
Would you say I'm a good driver?
Yeah.
You can compliment, dude. It's allowed.
Yeah, you can.
Or not. Would you say I'm a good driver, good. Isaac?
Mm-hmm.
I was a really bad driver that night.
And oh, yeah.
Why? It's because we all get into the car.
Everyone's
loading into the back seat. And I plug in the destination to go home, and I just throw the car into drive, and I start driving away, and Larry's not even in the car.
Larry's like, hey!
And I almost ran over his foot.
He was
so mad.
Oh my God.
He was like, dude, what the fuck? I think that was like actually the maddest I've ever heard you in my life, and I got really upset, because I was like, damn, I feel really bad. Unless I thought
that
maybe,
didn't even, yeah, I didn't even like realize how mad I sounded until afterwards, and I was like, all right, chill out.
Yeah, you sounded really mad, and I felt really bad, so I was like, shit.
Yeah, you fucking pulled off as I was trying to get in the car. I thought you were doing like a
you
like,
did it to me too,
because you know what it felt like a punk joke. Like, it felt like a joke, and you had like a punk attitude about
you
it.
You did. Yeah, when you dropped me off, and when I got out, you started going. I was like, wait.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
I did it to Tanner.
That's why I said afterwards, I'm like, yes, I'm doing that. Because that's why I thought about his.
Oh, yeah, that was not intentional. You guys are just slow to get the fuck out of my
car. Dude, I was trying.
Yeah, you have shit in your car all the time.
Yeah, I shit my car.
So I got to move it, and then you drive away.
Okay, it's also not good that Yummy was in the middle. Why was he in the middle? He has the biggest thighs of all time.
He is a big booty.
I don't know why. You should have been in the middle.
Larry never goes in the middle.
What the fuck? He was already there.
I know.
And then he wanted to get in the
I just have PTSD, because my sisters would be like, get in the middle, Tanner! And I'd be like, okay. And I'd cry, because I was the youngest one and the smallest.
Dude, that's like the worst, like, sentencing ever, is to sit in the middle seat. planes.
Cars, I couldn't do anything as a kid.
On this podcast, it's like the worst sentencing ever, dude.
Is it really that bad?
I was on a leash.
Anyone who sits in the middle seat, you just gotta tell, you gotta laugh at them, point, and say you're going skiing. That's it.
Middle seat on the plane is not that bad. But I'm also 5'4".
Did you get that joke, by the way?
No, I didn't get that.
About they're going skiing?
Went over my head.
Oh, okay. Well, imagine you're sitting in between two dudes and you go like this. Yeah, dude, you're skiing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on now. I heard that from like a 50-year-old man and I laughed like once.
Isaac's been in this exact position for 20 minutes now. I think he's asleep.
Mm-hmm. Are you sleepy?
He hasn't moved or hasn't talked. He hasn't breathed.
No, I'm mentally training my bladder not to piss itself.
Dude, go pee.
You can go pee, bro. I went pee.
This is the no piss podcast.
I peed on the seat.
All right,
well, dude, that'd be a crazy podcast.
Don't no piss?
That. No piss podcast.
We all have to drink a gallon of water during the podcast?
I had about half a gallon of water to drink before.
That'd be really funny.
That would be really funny.
And we're just like, everyone's trying to get through.
We're like, okay, podcast. Yeah, oh, that's a really good story.
Okay, I love, yeah, okay, right. So I was 7-Eleven.
We'll do that for an episode. I think next episode.
We have to do that. I don't care.
Let's write it down.
That exact gallon.
That gallon. We all got to drink it.
You would have to drink beforehand, dude. Unless I just have to blur you.
No, we all get our own gallon. We can just go buy one. We all got to drink them.
Yeah, we should do that. Good. No piss podcast.
Because we pee and poop a lot on this podcast.
All right, once a month?
Oh, dude, okay. Once a month?
Relax. It's
how like about one and done?
Special event. Like, yeah.
It's a Fortnite event.
Like, yeah, it is a Fortnite event.
All right, fine. I guess so. I'm fine with whatever.
To make something very special, it has to be one and done.
Yeah.
You can't have it reoccurring. It was not a subscription.
Someone's going to just take the idea and make a whole podcast with that.
What, no PP podcast?
No PP.
No piss podcast.
Nah, they're too much of a bitch.
Ooh, now they're going to do it, but they won't because they got nothing.
Won't do it.
Whoa, chill. You got chill.
My bladder's on.
Why don't you just go?
Because after I pee, I have a million trillion things I have to do.
No, you don't.
We have to upload tomorrow.
No, we don't.
I feel like I'm stuck in this chair. I'm like exploding.
Okay. All right. Larry, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but your sock has a hole in it.
I keep forgetting that.
Dude, my socks are black. Look, what happened to them? I barely wore them.
Mine are white. Nice and white.
All my socks have holes in them for some reason, but
you're very neat individual.
Yeah. I just wash my white socks with the white socks only.
I just throw it all in there and pray for the best.
Yeah, I learned the lesson the hard way. Wanna know why?
Why?
I had a really red shirt as an Attack on Titan shirt. I washed it with some socks, they all turned red. That was the first time it happened, and I said never again.
Oh my god, I think I left my shorts in there too. I think you actually dyed my shorts a little bit pink. I think that's why I don't wear them anymore.
Dude, I had a GamerSup shirt. And it turned completely blue. Remember that Discord hoodie or that Discord sweatshirt I bought?
Yeah.
It was like a Christmas one.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, dude. It was for charity.
I thought you got it. Oh, okay.
I support charities.
Shout out.
Okay. But I bought that. And dude, I washed it for the first time. This was back in the other house. And it turned all of my clothes blue. Every single white shirt was blue. That was a big mistake. You know how they say like just make sure not to. I think it's on the first wash. You have to make sure all the dyes get out on like the first or second wash. After that, I think you're pretty good.
Dude, I do delicate all the way through. If you don't do delicate, your clothes just shrink like that. I don't get it. I don't know why it does that.
Perm press and delicate are always the best settings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Never do normal. Never do heavy duty. Never do express dry.
Dude, I don't know why people put like their settings for drying on like scorched hell setting, dude.
Yeah, that's
makes
horrible.
No sense. That's how your shit shrinks.
I go cold all day.
Cold all day?
Cold all day.
Why not? All right, well, I think that wraps it up, ladies and gentlemen, right, with this episode of the group chat. Yeah,
dude, how long was that?
I think it was an hour. I'm gonna say an hour 15.
Dude, it felt like 40 minutes. I'm not even lying.
Woo! Wow. Hour and nine. Dang. All right.
Yeah, sorry again that Grunk really apologizes again for not being able to show up. And so does Yummy. And we're hoping, here's to hoping that next time everything just goes as according to the plan. Appreciate you guys watching the group chat podcast. Hopefully
check out Gamer Subs for our treats and trinkets right there on the table. One week left.
The shirts are mad comfortable.
They are. They're the best shirts they've made, and I'll be real.
But listen, I'm going to be honest.
I'm really excited about the mouse pad.
I'm going to be for real for a second. My favorite things. Shirts are dope. I love the shirt, but I really like the shaker cup. And I've never really been a fan of shaker cups. I just always like water bottles. I use that shaker cup all the time, and the mouse pad's fucking sick. We actually like it so much. This is the only one we have, and I really, really want it, but I'm not going to be selfish and take it for my own setup.
I kind of want one.
I need to replace
it. Why can't we just get like two? We can all share it. All
right, Larry and I will wrestle and see whoever wins.
And that'll be posted right after this. Oh man, I wish I could just fucking
just kill him. I don't care anymore.
All right,
everybody, take care. Have a good and wonderful day. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Group Chat Podcast. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off of your GameStop order, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.